笨牛的本身变成牛，怎么可能？
So when nothing is turning to be，
一定有一位
，there must be one，
能够把从没有变成有的那一位。
It's the one who turned nothingness to be，
把那一位的有是真正本身永恒的有。
And that being is an eternal being。
哇，这个信仰啊！
This faith
是大的不得了的。
It's great。
我们有时候以为，要不然就两几千年前那个笨人，在从前那个是古老祖宗笨笨的那个。
And at that time we thought Abraham 2,000 years ago he was just a system who must be foolish。
我告诉你不是。
No。
如果你真正研究希腊哲学
，If you were to study Greek philosophy，
你发现他们所讨论的根本在他们以前差不多两千年，要不然早就想。
You find that 2,000 years before even they discuss Abraham already thought through it.
你说哪里圣经有讲亚伯兰想有没有没有变成有哪里有讲
Where in the Bible it discusses that Abraham talk about nothingness to being and being to nothingness.
你怎么会知道亚伯兰这样讲
How do you know Abraham thought in that way?
我先讲完了我们再读好不好
We were astounded first before we read.
没有的应当是永远没有
And the nothingness forever is nothingness.
有的应当是永远有
And something will forever be something.
但是在这个现象的世界里面
But in this phenomenal world
我们看见有跟没有之间好像彼此对换
We thought that nothingness and being exist interchange
所以呢佛教就想出呢这个世界是叫做阳间的有
And so this Buddhism thought that this something it is the something of the world
当我们离开这个世界我们不是没有就变成阴间的有
When we leave this world, it's not because we turn into nothingness, but we come also something in that place called hell.
所以阴间的有是阳间的没有，阳间的有是阴间的没有。
So the existing in the hell is the nothingness in the world, but the existing in the world becomes the nothingness in the hell.
所以呢，在佛教的思想里面，就这个有呢是一种惯常的有。
So it is a consistent yes，
但是也不能说的是个永恒的有。
But it's an eternal yes，
因为如果永恒的有，不是我就永恒就自我拥有了吗
？Because it is eternal being， which means I exist eternally，
对，没有解释。
There's no interpretation。
佛教没有解释我哪里来。
Buddhism will not explain where do you come from。
佛教就不可能产生创造的观念。
And also it cannot produce the doctrine of creation，
只能在现象界里面阴阳交换团团转。
Only in a phenomenal way, it becomes a circuit.
那么这个界之外的界就不知道了。
And within these two realms, there's no other realm that they know of.
所以这个是宗教界的封闭系统。
So this is the closed system of religion.
那么宗教界里的这个开创系统是什么
？So what's the open system of religion?
就是这个有跟没有之上，一个永恒的有。
So between the being and nothing, there's an eternal being.
这个永恒的有，权柄大。
The eternal being is a powerful
能力大
It's a powerful
智慧大
And big wisdom
到一个地步
And to such state
它能使无变成有
It turn nothingness to being
这位叫做上帝
And it's God
这位上帝用创造把没有的变成
And he created something from ex nihilo
所以神的观念
So the concept of God
永恒自存的观念
And the eternal and self-existing concept
无穷能力的观念
And the eternal power
使无变有的观念
And turn something from ex nihilo,
亚伯兰的信仰里面产生出来。
It is produced in Abraham's faith.
你说伟大不伟大
？It's so great.
第二样
，the second，
我们只有看见生变成死。
We know that only the life can turn to death.
每一个人生以后就死。
Everybody is born and then they die.
生就死。
And they are born, they die.
那么你最不相信死了投胎再生
？And the most you can believe is that after you die, you reincarnate.
亚伯兰看到死可以变成复活。
And everyone can see that death can turn to resurrection.
如果所有的活都变成死，而死不能活的话，这个叫做单线的这个 one way traffic.
If this alive turning to death that cannot be reversed, then it's only one way traffic.
但是呢
，But then
能够是死的再活的。
But then after you are dead, then you cannot be alive again.
那么就变成惯常性的另外一个阶层，就是把无变成有，跟把死变成复活，这是两个方面表现同一个能力的原因。
And then we can have continuity from this existing to non-existing and non-existing to existing.
那位能使没有的变成有的上帝
，And the God who can change nothingness to being，
一定也是能够使死变成复活的上帝。
He must be the one who can turn dead to life。
他不但是纯有的创造者
，Not only is the creator of the being，
他更是生命的治愈者
，But also is the giver of life。
所以亚伯兰的思想已经进入这样 伟大的架构里面的。
So Abraham's thought has entered such a great structure.
他的信仰已经牵涉到这两大最重要的生命的范围里面。
So his life now is involved in the two realm of life.
到了1600年以后。
So after 1600 years later,
亚伯兰以后。希腊有一种哲学
，and after Abraham, there's a group school in the Greek philosophy.
他就把整个宇宙分成两个层次。
They divide the whole cosmology into two areas.
一个是没有生命的层次，叫做物质
；one is a non-living realm called the material.
一个有生命的层次，叫做生物界
；and one is called the life being.
所以呢，这个生物界 ，the world and the realm of the lives and the realm of material.
The realm of matter and the realm of life.
在这两个界里面呢
In these two realms,
是不一样的
It's different.
所以呢物质的世界是宇宙的身体
The world of matter is the physical body of the world.
生命的世界是大自然的灵魂
The realm of life is the spirit of the cosmos.
这是 Stoicism 的思想
That's called Stoicism.
是斯多亚派的思想
The Stoics
就想到生与不生生物与不生之物
The living and the non-living, the matter and the life.
但是在他以前1600年
but 1600 years before then,
亚伯兰就思想这个问题。
Abraham will solve this problem.
从没有到变成有的。
From nothingness to being.
这个叫做创造。
And that's called creation.
从死的到复活的。
From death to life.
这个叫做救赎。
And that's called salvation.
所以神不但是创造的神。神也是救赎的神
So God not only is a God of creation but also a God of salvation
这跟希腊哲学完全不一样
So that's totally different with the Greek philosophy
希腊哲学是人用两个眼睛看自然发现得很奇怪我来研究好好到底是什么
In Greek philosophy man used to eye to see the world they're so astonishing they say I want to look and see what the nature is
那么有光就看清楚暗暗就看不清楚
So when there's light you see clearly with no light you don't see so clearly
所以他们在太阳光之下看大自然
So with the sunlight they see the nature
他就明白自然里面是什么
So they understand what's nature
那么人看头脑就想
And men look and then they think in their mind.
他们看的是什么
What do they see?
形下界
Only by the what is the metaphysical
physical. 想的是什么的
When they think
形下的形象
And only physical or physical.
后来他慢慢试试看跳到形上的范围
So they're going to jam the realm of metaphysical.
没有办法
There's no way.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他整个的哲学就是一个 material closed system.
Because the whole world is a materialistic closed system.
所以希腊没有办法把人类带到一个超然的地步里面去。
So the Greek philosophy cannot bring it to a transcendent realm.
到了以犹太的信仰接触以后。
So when they had the contact with the Hebraic faith,
希腊人开始醒过来了。
Then the Greeks start to understand.
所以他们才知道有一位创造万有的上
帝。They know there's a God who created all things.
所以呢，苏格拉底丢掉希腊所有的系统。
So Socrates renounced all the systems of the Greek philosophy.
相信最高的上帝是一位是良善的，是有道德的，不像希腊是那乱来的。
And believe that there's only one God who is good, who is eternal, not like a Greek philosopher.
苏格拉底从多神信仰。变成不神信仰的时候
，And when this Socrates turned from polytheism to monotheism，
是在亚伯拉罕信上帝以后很久很久的事。
It is many many years after Abraham has believed in God。
所以呢，亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
So Abraham is a father of faith。
当世界还不懂什么叫做不神的信仰的时候
，When the world still don't understand what it means，
相信有一位上帝。
But he believed there's one God。
那我现在讲了这么长以后
，Now after this long exposition，
再叫你看第十七节
，I want you to read the verse 17。
你就发现亚伯拉罕多么伟大。
You will see that how great Abraham is.
我们大家再读一次好不好
？We'll read one more time, verse 17.
罗马书第四章
，Romans chapter 4,
第十七节
，verse 17.
帮着一同开声来读。
We shall read together.
一、二、三。好，停止。亚伯拉罕信所信的
，The God that Abraham believed
是死时复活。
They will call the dead to life.
食物变有的上帝
And also turn the nothingness to being.
几件事啊
How many things?
几个范围啊
How many spheres?
他信神的工作有两大样
He believes that the word of God has two big areas.
起死回生
To cause the dead to be alive.
Life giving.
It's like giving.
十五遍有
for nothingness to be
叫做 universe creating，
就是宇宙性的创造性。
上帝创造，上帝赐生命。
God creates and God gives life.
啊，这样的就解决了整个宇宙现象的问题。
So it solves all the phenomena of the world.
物质怎么会存在呢？
How will matter exist?
因为神创造。
Because God creates.
人怎么会有生命呢？
How can man have life?
因为神赐生命。
Because God gives life.
这个信仰呢，已经包含了两大范围了。
So this faith has embraced two big areas.
就是存有的问题。
That is the being,
以及生命的永恒性的问题
，and also eternalness of life.
亚伯兰到底从哪里得到这样的智慧呢
？Where comes this wisdom of Abraham?
怎么可能在四千年以前就有一个这样的人有这样的信心呢
？How is it possible 4,000 years ago?
亚伯兰所信的上帝
，because Abraham believed in
是世世人复活的上帝
，the one who causes death to life，
十无变有的上帝
，and the one who turned nothingness to being。
后来到了这个拉。拉丁的哲学的时候
then you can Latin the philosophy
拉丁文就提到一个字了
and in Latin you mention a word
creatio ex nihilo
creation ex nihilo
从没有创造变成有
creating something from nothing
the creation out from the nothingness
从无到有
从无因为创造就变成有
from nothing because of creation it becomes into being
这就是亚伯兰有很久的事情
it is something that happened many years after Abraham
亚伯兰早就相信有位上帝才有万有的存在
Abraham already believed because there's a God and that's why he created all things
那么提到赐生命的时候
when you talk about life giving
亚伯兰不是说的创造有把生命放在里面你就变成植物你就变成动物你变成人不是这样的
it is not that Abraham believed that after creator then you put a life in the plant into the animals then become plant and animals
因为斯多瓦派的哲学里面
because the story of philosophy
被动界叫做物质
And the passive world is called the world of matter.
主动界叫做感觉。
The world of activeness is called the sense.
感觉界都有生命。
And the area of sense of life.
把感觉界的生命有等次。
And also this area of sense of different levels.
最低的层次。
And the lowest level.
是被动而有感觉的。
It is passive yet it senses.
而这种感觉是很低级的。
It's a very low level of senses.
所以呢动这个植物是有感觉的
The plant and the senses
与我们的感觉层次不一样
But the level of senses is different from us
所以呢如果你给他听好音乐
So if you give them good music
那个树就结比较甜的果子一点
And also the plant will bear sweeter fruits
你不相信试试看吧
If you don't believe try it
就比较茂盛一点
And then you have more blossom
我不是开玩笑
I'm not joking actually
牛呢你给他听好音乐
And also cows give them good music
他挤的奶就多一点
And they'll produce more milk
而且已经证明出来了
And it has been proven
哪一首歌帮助牛挤奶最多的都已经查出来了
And which song will help milk to produce more cow to produce more milk has been studied
你知道是哪一首歌吗
Do you know which one?
是 George Frederick Handel 的 Water Music
Water Music of George Frederick Handel
Bum, 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 bum. Did 已经查出来了。我不是同你开玩笑。
I'm not joking with you, actually.
我对音乐几十年的素养。
Because I have studied music for many years.
我在马兰神学院。
In Malang Seminary.
在我门口的那一棵树。
And the tree that's outside of the cemetery.
哪边垃圾堆的一棵树
And the other tree at the rubbish there.
就长得很不一样
It's different kind of growth.
我常常放巴哈、贝多芬、莫扎特的音乐
Because many times I play Bach and Mozart music.
这棵树就长得比较好一点点
So this tree grow a little bit better.
当我教斯多瓦哲学的时候
When I teach philosophy.
我就觉得感觉界最低级的是植物
And this is the lowest level of senses.
但植物里面有一种叫做含羞草的含羞草，英文叫做敏感草，这是 sensitive grass。
I just in my mind that name。
所以我不知道他有没有读过这个，你碰到它就躲起来了。
So、
有没有
the leaf string
有一种草哈，就你碰到它就收起来了。那东方文学比西方好的一地方就在这里。
I think the touch me not
啊 ，touch me not，
啊，那
么但你说 touch you not， I。Properly touch you， 啊，所以就你看，不印尼文叫做什么？不丁马路啊，是叫做害羞的女子 那个草叫做修女草。
It's a shy princess.
所以你碰到她，
So the touch me now, you're swing with the touch.
好像女孩子就是你很漂亮，马上耳朵红起来了。
It was a blush when you praise.
啊，就得起来了。那有感觉的
，and they have the senses，
但是这种感觉是低级的
，but it's a lower senses。
动物的感觉是高级的
，but the animal has a slightly higher。
kick 狗的时候
，so when you they are kick，
它有两个反应
，two responses。
第一个反应看看你就逃走了
，the first look at you and run。
第二看看你就回来咬你
，the second is bite you。
所以它的感觉变成更主动的
，so it's more active。
所以有被动的感觉界。
So the passive sensory
world 有更主动的感觉界
，the active sensory world
有最高级的感觉界
，and the sense which are highest class
人是最高级的
，man is highest class
人不但感觉到痛
，not only man feel the pain
感觉到伤心
，pain and sorrowful
感觉到自尊心受苦
，feel that they've been hurt
感觉到他前途没有盼望
，feel that there's no hope in the future
很优秀的，很复杂的，很深入的，非常高贵的感觉。
So complex and complicated is the feeling.
那么这个是生命的等级
，and that's different levels of life.
但是亚伯拉罕所信的上帝
，but the God that Abraham believed in
是可以把死起死回生变成活的上帝。
He can turn the dead to alive.
所以亚伯拉罕那个信仰的广度、深度、厚度、高度。实在是超过所有以后的哲学家所讲过的。
So the width, the depth, the height of Abraham's faith is much more profound as compared to the coming philosophers.
要不然你在做什么
？What is in Abraham?
我在信他。
I believe in him.
你看什么
？What do you see?
云是吗
？Cloud.
星是吗？
啥？
月亮是吗
？Moon.
我信上。
No, no, I believe in God.
你信哪一位上帝
？Which God?
那位死无变成有的。
The one who turned the dead to life.
死死变成复活。
The one who turned the dead to life.
有就是有是，你信什么
？What do you believe now?
什么叫做死变成复活
？What do you believe in causing a life?
你见过死的复活啊？
Have you ever been dead and then become alive?
你相信死为复活
？Do you believe that?
你真的吗
？Do you truly believe?
亚伯拉罕信的是死死复活，死无变有的。
Abraham believed the God who created the nothingness to being and dead to life.
其实神有三大工作，亚伯拉罕信的两大工作。
God has three great works Abraham believed in too.
神的三大工作是
：The three great works of God is
创造之功
，creating work.
第二。
The second,
救赎之功
the work of salvation.
第三
the third,
启示之功
the work of revelation.
大家跟我说，一二三，创造之功，救赎之功，
启示之功，
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同创造。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit created together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同救赎。
And so God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit saved together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同启示。
God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit also renewed.
但是
，but then
有众位格成为一种工作的中心。
There's an emphatic personality so that a person is being emphasized.
父是创造者
，the Father creates.
子是救赎主
，the Son saves.
圣灵是启示者
，the Holy Spirit reveals.
所以圣灵感动使徒先知们写下圣经
，and that's the reason also inspire and reveal the apostles and prophets to write.
我不是说除了灵以外，父子不启示。
I'm not saying that other Holy Spirit, God the Father, the Son will not reveal.
圣经明明说
，because the Bible says clearly,
上帝乐意把自己启示给我们。
God is willing to reveal Himself to us.
圣经明明说
，the Bible says clearly.
基督说，若不是子显明，没有人认识父，所以他是启示者。
Christ said, if it's not the Son who is willing to reveal, no one knows the Father.
我通常我们这中位格启示之功是圣灵最重要的。
By emphatic person is the Holy Spirit reveal.
救赎之功是圣子最重要的。
And also in salvation, the Holy Son is the person.
创造之功是神最重要的。
In creation, God the Father is an emphatic person.
亚伯拉罕呢，没有表明他相信启示的主。
And Abraham did not reveal that he believed in the God revelation.
但他整个生活就显明他就是相信向他启示的。
But then in his whole life he revealed that he believed God would reveal to him.
但在启示的中间他发现神的最大的两大工作就是创造跟救赎。
But then in the revelation, what he finds the two big word of God is the creation and also the life-giving salvation.
什么叫创造呢
？What is creation?
事物变有
，from nothingness to being.
哦，这个是别的宗教那个时候没有人可以讲明白的。
At that time, the religion no one can understand this.
是亚伯拉罕附近那些部落、那些民族，他们的信的神都是乱来的。
Those tribes, those nations surrounding Abraham, they don't believe in anything at all.
甚至可以在 在庙里面脱光衣服，男女交配，乱犯奸淫。
And they also committed a fornication in the temple.
他们所谓的宗教是什么呢
？What kind of religion?
救救我！救救我！师父给我，给我万代子孙兴隆，给我万事如意。那种宗教。
Save me, bless me, let me be prosperous.
今天许多中国人到21世纪还是在这种宗教的形式。
Today, many of Chinese in the 21st century is still staying in this type of survival of religion.
不认识神。
They don't know who God is.
他不认识信仰的价值。
They don't know what's the value of religion.
他就是用宗教的行动，真正的动机是为了自己的好处，自己的福气。
Using a religious religion, but only to profit themselves in their own selfishness.
这是用宗教外衣所表现的自私的行动。
Using the clothing of religion, but to manifest their own selfishness.
如果基督徒祷告也是这样的。
If Christians pray in the same manner,
那么你喊外邦人是一样的。
Then you are the same as Gentiles.
是一点点不同的地方。
What's the slight difference?
他们祷告给我平安，给我顺利，给我发财，以后就走了。
After they pray very hard, they left.
你光给我发财，给我顺利，给我平安，后来就奉耶稣的名，阿门。
After you pray very hard, you pray in the name of Jesus.
只有分别这样罢了。
对 ，What is the difference?
所以你叫做基督徒。
So you call Christians.
这是很可怜的事情。
That's very pitiful.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
Abraham, the God that you believe in,
叫死人复活。
To cause the dead life,
是无变有的上帝。
And turn nothingness to be,
creatio ex nihilo,
creation ex nihilo,
to resurrect the dead,
死死的能够复活。
这两个工作。
These two great work of God,
伟大的神。
And great God,
真正要做的最大的这工作。
And truly the thing that God will do,
启示人。
Revelation,
神启示什么呢？
What that he will do?
就启示我们，使我们知道他是创造主，他是救主。
To us, so that know that he is creator, he is the savior.
要不然就两样都信的。
So these two things, Abraham believed, really believe in.
那么今天有许多人相信有。
Today,
有上帝。
We still believe that God.
你说为什么信呢
？Why is that, that we believe that it's God?
他说如果不信就很难解释这世界哪里来的嘛。
Say if you don't believe, you cannot explain how come this thing are.
宁可相信有个上帝创造，免得啰啰嗦，一直问问不停。
So rather we believe that God created. Let's not we are being continually asked.
好了好了，有上帝创造。
Okay, that's God.
那么创造也怎么样呢
？After creation, what?
创造就变成这样了。
那么
你跟他什么？他在哪里我也不知道。
Follow him.
他创造我就把我创造了就把我丢在这里，他到哪里我也不知道。
After Christ me, discarded me, I don't know where he is.
所以他在他那里，我在我这里。
So he's there, I'm here.
我也不知道他在哪里，可能他也不知道我在这里。
I don't know that where he is. Maybe he will not know that I'm here.
所以这种人信上帝吗
？These are people that believe in God.
他信有一个上帝。
They believe there is a God.
有一个创造的上帝。
There is a created God.
所以呢，雅各书说，你信上帝只是因为魔鬼也这样信。
That the book of James says they believe that God is only one God. The Satan also believes that man.
世界最少有86%的人信上帝。
So at least 86% of the people of the world believe that there's God.
单单只信上帝创造，不信上帝和他有关系，更不信他可以借着上帝领受救恩。这种人跟魔鬼的信心是一样。
And this kind of people believing that God created, never believe that God saved and also have a relationship with them. They are the same as Satan.
因为魔鬼也信。
Because Satan also believes.
只是 ，but then 信了以后却是担心。
After he believed, he trembled.
你上帝的存在是以后审判我的那一位。
Because God exists, and that's why he's the one who judges me in the future.
神的存在是他的惧怕。
So God's existence becomes his trembling.
那么所以你今天如果你怕有一位上帝审判你，你这样说连上帝都不信。存在，如果他不存在，我就很平安了。
So today, if you are to be afraid that God exists, will judge me. Rather, do you believe that He doesn't exist? That's why He cannot judge me anymore.
犯法而不肯受罚，就是真正无神论的动机。
So you break the laws, you want to be judged, by the law. That is the motive of the atheist.
亚伯不是如此。
Not with Abraham.
亚伯相信神创造。
Abraham believed that God creates.
神起死回生。
That God caused death to life.
神是死人的神，也是活人的神。
God is the God of the dead and the alive.
神可以生命在我们的身上发生效力。
And also there must be effect of life in us.
那么如果你问唐牧师，你根据什么可以把这一件事情当作他信仰？到底有什么根据
？Reverend, based on what you believe, is this the faith of Abraham in this verse?
因为亚伯的生命中发生过两件事。
Because in Abraham, two things happened.
这两件事的使他不得不想到有跟没有的事情。
So because of that, he was forced to think about being and nothingness.
不得不给他想到什么叫做死跟生的事情。
And also, he was forced to think about death and life.
从次序来说
，from order
是先有以撒的经验。
Because you must put the exact experience,
后有现 以撒的经验。
Then only this experience of sacrificing Isaac.
当没有以撒变成有以撒的时候。
Before there is Isaac, turn to the fact that there is Isaac.
就是神在他身上做了十五遍有的。
God has changed nothingness to being in his life.
当他献以撒的时候。
But when at the time when he was offering Isaac,
他已经清楚知道上帝的话。
He already know the word of God.
所有别的孩子生的不算。
All the children born to the son is not counted.
只有从以撒生的才是你的后代。
Only Isaac could be counted as an offspring.
你的后代要是万国的父。
And the offspring will be to them, all nations will be blessed.
你的后代要如同天上的星，海边的沙是数不尽。
Your offspring will be countless as the stars in the heaven, the sand on the beach.
所以他好好养以撒。
So he took good care of Isaac.
养大了以后。
And after he's grown up.
他们又娶了好太太。
Who did a good wife?
生好孩子。
And bear many children.
好孙子。
And married the grandchildren.
只有这个种才是我的后代。
Because on this seed is my descendant.
只有这个种。
Only the seed.
The only seed.
唯一的种子。
如果这个种不见了，我就没有种了。
If this seed disappears, I have no more seed at all.
我好保护它。
Protect it.
后来上帝说
现
在把他献给我
sacrifice to me
哎呀主啊等他结婚生了几个孩子才杀吧、
well, why not let him get married after a few children before you kill him
你忘记还没有生、欸、
you forget that he hasn't born in
him 不但说生
Ben
还没有结婚、欸、
even he's not married yet
这还是童子、欸、
and she's still a bachelor
你有没有搞错啊
Is anything wrong with your God?
你不是说从这个孩子生的才是我的后代吗
？You said only from him there will be descendant from me.
他会说上帝，你不要跟我开玩笑。
Don't joke with me, God.
不给就不给，给了还要拿回去。
You don't give now, you give and take back.
要不然绝对不跟上帝辩论。
Abraham never argued with God.
要不然绝对不把上帝的话当作开玩笑。
Absolutely, you don't think that God is joking with him.
如果你看希伯来书。
If you read the book of Hebrew,
你发现一句很重要的描写。
You see a very important statement there.
亚伯兰把孩子献上的时候
，at the time when he was offering his son,
拿起刀来，
也正了那
要杀他的孩子，
我说 kill。
他心里信什么
？What did he believe in his son?
死了以后他会后悔。
After he's dead, he will still be alive.
然后会生孩子。
And then he will bear children.
然后才有后代。
And then there's descendants.
就是这个孩子生的才是你的后代。
Only the descendants. This seed will be your descendants.
上帝都叫我把他杀死。
If God want me to kill him,
是要告诉我他会死又再复活。
Only but to teach me that he will cause death to life.
所以要不然才赶到山上去献孩子。
And that's why Abraham had to go to the mountain to sacrifice
Isaac. 因为他知道死了还会活的。
Because he believed that after he died, he will resurrect.
他的信心大到这个地步。
Son is his great faith.
但是亚亚伯拉罕的太太，亚伯拉罕的太太
，Why Abraham
没有这个信心
？She doesn't have this faith。
所以他不要说杀了，可以吗？还是给献给主可以不可以
？So he didn't ask the permission from the Sarah。
撒拉说你自己去死啊
！You better go and die yourself。
这么老了死了也不要死。
You say, Oh, never mind, you die。
这么可爱的孩子哪里可以死？
这个 boy 还没有几代，
后来我九十岁才生出来的。
90 years before I die。
你要他不如杀我好了。
If you want him, better kill me。
你不如杀你自己，就杀我。
Or kill yourself and then kill me。
我们老了应当死，怎么可以叫孩子死？我们老了做什么
？We are all better than we lie, die than the young one。
他不跟他商量。
But he never discovered the wife。
因为撒拉是没有信心的。
Because Sarah has no faith。
怎么知道撒拉没有信心
？When Sarah has no faith。
因为第一件的信没有表现出来，第二件的信怎么建立起来
？Because she doesn't the first faith, how can she establish second faith？
对，第一个信怎么样没有表现出来？
Which is the manifest the first faith?
上帝说
，God said，
明年这个时候
，Next year this time，
撒拉要生一个孩子
，Sarah will bear a son。
撒拉在后面听见了
，Sarah at the back was listening， was laughing。
老太婆哪里生孩子
？An old lady how can I bear children？
亚伯兰听了这句话以后
，After Abraham heard this，
他没有辩论。
He did not. He did not.
但他知道困难来了。
But he knows the difficulty.
因为这就是人间的不合理。
Because that's irrationality of humankind.
为什么不合理？
What an irrational.
圣经说
，The Bible says.
亚伯拉罕看自己的身体如同已死。
Because Abraham deemed himself physically as dead.
99岁了。
99.
死了。
It's dead.
像死人一样。
Like a dead man.
是不可能的事。
It's impossible.
杀了。
Sarah.
已经断了生意。
Also, she's dead in the womb.
不可能。不可能再生，
那 must bear the children。
亚伯兰说：“是。”
Abraham said, "Yes, God."
上个礼拜我讲这个事。
Last week I talked about this.
亚伯兰是。
Abraham said, "Yes."
因为他信。
Because he believed.
撒拉，因为他不信。
And Sarah lied because she doesn't believe.
所以呢，死无变由的信心是在亚伯兰这里，不是在撒拉那里。
So the faith that believes that God will cause us death to life is in Abraham, not in Sarah.
下面一句很重要的话。
And then a following very important statement.
信是出于人吗？
Faith does it come from man?
是因为我信上帝才能做工吗
？Is it because I believe then God can work?
如果信是出于人
，If faith comes from man,
那么亚伯兰信，亚伯兰可以有孩子；撒拉不信，撒拉不可以有孩子，对不对
？Then Abraham believed that he must have children, and Sarah doesn't believe she doesn't have children.
亚伯兰信，撒拉不信，怎么撒拉可以有孩子
？So Abraham believed, Sarah doesn't believe. How can Sarah have children?
所以下面更重要的话
，and more important statement now,
信是出生来的。
Because faith comes from God.
上帝因为你的不信，就废除他自己的信。God never abolishes His own faithfulness simply because you doesn't believe in Him. 那这里的 faithfulness 就是神的信，就是神的信实、可靠的应许的意思。
So that faithfulness because God's promise is trustworthy.
所以亚伯兰信。
Abraham believed.
Sarah 不信
Sarah doesn't believe.
一个信一个不信
One believing one not believing. How can they bear children?
是不是因为丈夫有信心，太太没有信心，还是一样
Is it because the husband has a faith, the wife doesn't have still the same?
要不然是信上帝
But Abraham believed in God.
为什么信上帝
What's that he believed in God?
因为上帝可信
Because God is trustworthy.
所以结论是什么
What's the conclusion?
信仰的对象决定信仰的价值
The object of faith decides the value of faith.
大家说一二三，信仰的对象决定信仰的价值。你信错了
，When you believe wrongly，
你的信就没有价值。
Then your faith has no value.
你信错那些不应当信、不可信的对象。
If you believe something that's not worthy of your believing，
你的信多伟大都是浪费。
No matter how big your faith is, it's only but a waste.
好像伟大的爱情交给一个玩世不恭的男人。这个女人最后是被蹂躏、被丢弃，是可怜又眼泪湿的。
If you would have your big love and then committed to the jilting male, then you will cause sorrow to yourself.
You say, but my love is still great.
You say, 我的爱还是伟大的。
I never change.
我从来没有改变。
I always love only him.
我只是爱他一个人。
Yeah, your love is stupid love, you know.
是你的爱是愚蠢的爱，
笨爱。
是愚蠢的笨
的，把你伟大的爱交给不可爱的。
Because your great love is not committed to a one who is not trustworthy，
所以你的伟大，
所以 your greatness
没有果效。
That's no result。
他丢掉你
，when is 算了。
他蹂躏你
，when is being stumbled。
他侮辱你
，when insulted。
我们的信仰是最可信的上帝发出去的，这个信仰就真有价。
When our faith is projected to God who is trustworthy as an object，
亚伯拉罕所信的。
The one that Abraham believed in，
那叫死复活、死无变由的上帝。
He'll cause death to life, nothingness to being。
亚伯兰信对了。
Abraham believed in the right God。
亚伯兰信到一个对的对象了。
Believed in the right object。
亚伯兰信到一个可信的上帝。
Trustworthy God he believed in。
这位上帝
，and that God，
死无变由
，and change nothingness to being。
所以他一天一天看
，the day by day he watched。
他太太肚子一直出来，一直出来。
And the wife now bear the son.
不变由
Nothing.
不变由
Nothing.
有
And there is now.
有
There is.
有
There is.
那死无变由的不是我
Not me.
是上帝
And God.
所以他信死无变由的上帝
So he believe God will change nothing.
对不对
Me.
啊，他要杀以撒的时候
Before he even kill Isaac,
一定上帝叫他复活
He believe that God will cause the dead to life.
现在看我要不要给
Now, see where I give it on.
所以上帝既然可以叫死复活
，Since God can cause the dead to arise，
他是生命的主宰
，He is the creator of life。
我就把这个以撒献给他
，So now I offer Isaac to him。
所以亚伯兰信的上帝
，So the God that Abraham believed in，
有这两大的作为
，These two great work。
亚伯兰信仰就在这两个作为中间
，Upon these two great work of God，
把他生命交给上帝。
He committed and trusted his life.
所以他看见第一次神启示他有孩子的时候，撒拉没有信心。现在献以撒的时候，不必告诉撒拉。
So he sees the first time when God promised Isaac that Sarah has no faith. Now to offer this Isaac, he never discussed with Sarah.
他知道他的上帝。
He knows his God.
是创造主
，Creator God.
是救赎主
，Or is saving God.
好，死无变由先，或者死死回生。先哪一个先
？Which one comes first? God created nothing in the being or dead life.
哪一个先 食无变有千，对不对？
change nothing.
我再问你
食病，
你们答得很好啊。
It's good answer.
食无变有千，或者起死回生，先来个先。
From nothing to being first.
你看第十七节。
But you read
17. 哪一个先？
You read 17, verse 17. Which one come first?
起死回生先，对不对？
But God caused it to life first.
食无变有后。
And after that, only the nothingness to be.
你看到没有？
You see now?
你平常读经没有这样详细哦。
You never read in such detail in the past.
没有这样谨慎哦。
And so carefully they read.
我们就查经大会。
So this expository preaching.
不但把内容告诉你。
No, bring to you content.
把总原则的处理告诉你。
Or tell the principle too.
把次序同关系也告诉你。
And tell you order and relationship.
把重点同次点的摆列也告诉你。
And the primary and secondary too.
有你自己读经的时候。
Then when you read the Bible.
你就更敏感。
Or the more you're sensitive.
更严谨。
Or the more you're
sensitive. 更谨慎。
And careful.
更仔细。
And also in details too.
大家念第十七节，一二三。亚伯拉罕所信的是叫死人复活、死无变有的上帝。
哪一个先？ Which one come first?
那么照次序来说，
According to order,
创造先，救赎后。
Creation first before there is a salvation.
照亚伯拉罕的信心来说，
But according to faith of Abraham,
是救赎先，创造后。
Salvation first, then creation later.
你知道什么意思？
Do you know what I mean?
亚伯拉罕注重神救赎之恩是过于创造之恩。
Because this Abraham emphasized that the saving grace of God come before his grace of creation.
今天有两种基督徒。
Today there are two kinds of Christians.
一种基督徒相信上帝创造天地，相信上帝使无变有，相信上帝赐福万有，相信上父上帝与我同在。
And believing that God created everything, believing that God will bless, believing that God is with me.
那你问他们，耶稣为你死吗？
耶稣
为你
呼唤
的，那个我就不知道了。
I don't know about that.
我是信上帝。
Because I believe in
God. 信什么上帝呢？
What God?
信他创造万有。
That he created everything.
他给我食物。
That he gave me things.
给我一切的东西。
Everything.
要供养我的生命。
Provide for my needs.
照顾我的生活。
And to think of my life.
有死了以后，把他安排我到他那边去。
When I die, then I will go
there. 这个是
我
知道的。
I know of this.
耶稣为我死，宝血流下，会洗，我莫名其妙的。
Jesus died for me, he shed his blood. I don't know about this.
第二种基督徒
，the second kind of Christian，
清楚接受基督做救主
，truly believe and accept Christ as a savior，
生命改变
，his life is changed，
他出死入生
，and then from death he come to life，
离开罪跟死的这个果子
，to leave this seed of this death，
活出新生命的样式出来
，and live a new life，
这是 born again Christian。
He's a born again Christian.
这个经历救赎的基督徒
，experience of salvation.
这个两种教会
，two kinds.
有的教会做传讲的
，one kind is preaching.
关于环保的事情
，about environment.
上帝所给我们的福气的事情
，about the blessing of God.
社会的事情
，about the things.
政治的事情
，politics.
文化使命很重
，a thing about cultural mandate.
福音使命一窍不通
，but the gospel mandate didn't know at all.
所以呢，我们有时候听这个是新派的，这个是福音派的教会。
So we know this evangelistic church is the
modern
church.
我告诉你，新派教会都相信上帝创造。
The modern church look as if they are created from God.
就相信上帝的救赎。
They don't believe the salvation of God.
福音派的教会相信创造，又相信上帝的救赎。
The evangelical church believe in the creation of God, also his salvation.
但有一些福音派独特的一些地方。
Some evangelists are so confused.
讲了救赎以后，从来不明白神创造意义跟文化的使命。
After talking about evangelism, they never talk about the cultural mandate too.
所以今天我们要如果做一个真正合乎神心意的基督徒。
So if you want to be a Christian according to God's heart,
我们两样使命都要尊重。
We want to honor two mandates.
这就是归正神学给世界带来的这个贡献。
And that's a contribution of Reformed theology to the world.
我们有福音使命。
We have the gospel mandate.
我们也有文化使命。
Also have a custom mandate.
当你谈福音使命的时候，
我们谈到 gospel mandate，
你是传道
，you preach，
救人
，save，
领人归主
，bring people to Christ，
高举十字架
，lift up the cross，
宣扬福音
，and preach the gospel，
拆船
，and have a mission，
远方去
，go to the far away places，
归向上帝
，people turn to Christ。
但是
，but then，
教会取得这个证据呢
？Other than this，
我们还关心政治、文化、社会、道德教育。
We also have the concern of politics, economics, and also all other things.
因为整个社会秩序的维持
because of societal order,
to 神要我们有责任。
It is what God has given us from
this earth. 基督徒世界上的发光。
Today in the world where the shine.
跟基督徒到天上去的预备都是这样。
So it is also important as compared to preparation of Christians to the heaven.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God Abraham believed in.
是救世主。
Is the saving God.
也是创造。
Also creator.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God Abraham believed in.
个人领受救恩的上帝。
The one that you personally receive the grace of God for
salvation. 社会负责任做见证，
承担
责任的对象上。
Also believe that he's an object whereby one the benefit of responsibility to society.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that God help.
给我们的信仰的这个架构。
We have this structure in our faith.
有着双重的方向。
And this dual direction.
有完备的命。
And also we have complete a mission.
我们才成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Then we can be called the offspring of Abraham.
我们大家再读这件事。
One more time we'll read this verse.
我们再读。